This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Journalist Matt Katz has spent 4 years covering New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He's blogged about it for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's writing a book about the governor. On top of that, he's producing a new podcast called The Christie Tracker. Matt Katz joins me this morning to talk about tracking this governor. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Jennifer.
It's no dark secret that Governor Chris Christie will rough up the press when he doesn't like what he sees or he hears. He doesn't hold back. Have you been in his crosshairs?
Several times. We had a bit of a confrontation last weekend in front of a group of people in Iowa. He was there for speech. I was there covering it, and he was unhappy with me for something I reported on. And he made it clear that he was unhappy with me, and he called it pathetic. And then he turned to a group of national reporters who were actually watching this exchange, and he said, "You guys, we're all going to have a lot of fun together." In other words, I'm about to run for president, and you and I are going to go tit for tat and back and forth, just like I'm doing with Matt right now.
What was the conversation that happened after you got pounced on by Governor Christie?
The national reporters were curious about what that was all about, because they want to know what their relationship is going to be like with him once this presidential campaign starts going.
Well, we can easily follow Governor Chris Christie on social media as governor and as a possible candidate for president. You were just on the radio program On the Media to talk about the governor's use of web videos, for instance. How's Christie been working this medium to his advantage?
When he first got started in 2010, he's elected governor, it was evident that he had this golden tongue, that he could just say something that was sort of jaw-dropping in a way that you wouldn't expect a normal politician to say. And they started taking those clips and posting them on YouTube, and they became something of a phenomenon. He really is the first YouTube politician in this country. They created this social media unit after they realized, his communication staff, how good he was with these quips. And then they started sending out the clips via Twitter and email to reporters. And that is really the heart of how he became a national political sensation. He now has close to 10 million views on his YouTube channel, and it's really quite unusual for any other politician in the country.
And the governor is good at placing stories in the laps of journalists. You said since he knows journalists like to get exclusives, he'll feed exclusives to key media outlets, and the stories then become front page news. Tell us about that.
The governor was going to Mexico last year on a state trip. They notified the New York Times about it first. What that yielded was a front page story in the New York Times about the governor not only going to Mexico, that was the scoop that they had, but also how he's reaching out to Latino voters in advance of a 2016 presidential run. If the governor had sent out a press release telling all reporters, "Hey, I'm going to Mexico for a state trip," that would not have gotten on the front page of the New York Times. In fact, the New York Times might not have even covered it in advance. They select their national outlets to feed news to, and they are their own news outlet in that they have these YouTube videos and work social media in order to push the stories out that they want to push.
What do you think about that?
It's challenging. Sometimes you're fighting against the narrative that they're pushing that isn't necessarily what you think is true or a full picture. Just this week, he was tweeting up through the snowstorm, asking folks to send him pictures of snowmen and tweets about what people were doing through the snowstorm. Then he's responding and interacting. The Washington Post wrote about how the governor was being folksy and tweeting during the snowstorm. And National Journal wrote an article about how fun the governor was being. In fact, the governor does not do all of his own tweets. He's got a social media team that does these sorts of things. I want to scream to the National Press Corps, "Hey, you know, this is not exactly true what they're feeding you."
Well, this leads me to talk about the branding of Chris Christie to fellow Republicans, to a national audience, should he run for president. What do you think he's going for?
He's going for truth teller. He wants to take the videos that we've all seen of him yelling at people and talking in a way that we don't normally hear politicians talk. And he wants to take that and turn it into this image of a truth teller and somebody who's not going to always tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you what you need to hear.
All right, so it's clear that Christie is trying to look presidential as he considers a run. He has set up a PAC, Political Action Committee, to fund his trips across the country. He's trying to make inroads with the Republicans in Iowa. He's meeting with heads of state. What would be left for him to do before he declares, if he declares?
Now, this PAC, it is not an actual campaign committee.
Okay.
So the people who are now working for this PAC, who are raising money, building alliances with people in early presidential voting states, they would then move on to a campaign in 3 or 4 months. And then the moment that happens would be coupled with some sort of big announcement event. The only variable is that there is a federal investigation into his administration that is over the closure of lanes at the George Washington Bridge in 2013. And potentially, if there were indictments that came out of that that were so damning, there is a possibility that he could step away from this race. From what I can tell, they are full throttle going ahead with this presidential campaign.
Where are your journalistic senses trained when you're covering this governor?
I'm fascinated by how he's selling himself, and I'm fascinated by how that sales pitch jives with the truth. And when he runs for president, how he adjusts the reality of what he did in New Jersey as governor with the sales pitch that he's going to be giving the nation.
Well, Matt, thank you very much. Matt Katz covers Governor Chris Christie for WNYC in New York City, and he produces the new podcast, The Christie Tracker.